Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in North Bay, where the Rangers come from behind to beat the Battalion by a final score of 3-2. Owen Van Steensel would open the scoring in the first period, his 17th of the season, from Dallin Wakely and Anthony Romani. It came at 5:36, 1-0 North Bay. Then Anthony Romani would be awarded a penalty shot, deservedly so, and he beats Tristan Malbouf at the 15-minute mark of the first, 2-0 North Bay, after 20 minutes. In the second, it was a different Rangers team that came out of the dressing room. 3:24 into the middle period, Matt Sopp scored his 24th of the season from Trent Swick, and it was a 2-1 game. Then Swick himself with his 18th of the season from Kyle Morey and Justin Botno at 7:14 of the second would tie the score, and we went to the third in a 2-2 game. In the third, it was Justin Botno deflecting a Cameron Reed point shot. Botno's fourth of the season at 12:41 made it a 3-2 game in favor of the Kitchener Rangers, and they would hang on from there, thanks in large part to Tristan Malbouf, who made several big saves in the Ranger goal. Also worth noting that Kitchener took four straight penalties in this game, but North Bay goes 0-4 with the man advantage. The Rangers, for what it's worth, 0-2 on the Channers power play today, and North Bay outshoots Kitchener 33-28. But the number that matters is the three goals the Rangers scored to the two for North Bay, and Kitchener snaps a two-game skid and goes home with at least a couple of points for their efforts here in the North Country. 3-2 the final here at North Bay Memorial Gardens. Post-game coverage continues, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in North Bay, where the Rangers pick up a 3-2 victory and erase some of the aroma that was still hanging around this morning from last night's 7-5 loss in Sudbury. As you no doubt know by now, the Rangers had a 5-2 lead in that game last night and watched the Wolves score five straight goals for the 7-5 victory. Here this afternoon, it was four straight penalties handed to the Rangers, but as they were being handed those penalties, all of them coming in the second and third period, that's when the Rangers were doing all of their scoring. So Kitchener comes from behind, trailing 2-0 and winning 3-2 here in North Bay this afternoon. Let's send you downstairs to Paul Fixter and UC Ahokas.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with the head coach, UC Ahokas. And coach, I've asked you this before, but how do you explain the resilience of this hockey club to keep bouncing back and not have lost three in a row all year?
You need to have pushback, and yesterday we didn't have it, and today we were really proud of the guys. We worked really hard, even though all of a sudden we lost quite many guys from that lineup, but all four lines were working hard. Even they got the 2-0 lead, and still we pushed back. But that's what you need. You need to compete. You need to battle. Today we're battling. That's what it takes to win games. Of course, Malbouf, really great game at the net, gave us a chance to win, but all in all, we were defending, and when you have your heart out, then usually good things happen.
You talk about the lines, and there was certainly different line combinations with some of the injuries and what have you with the hockey club. One of them is defenseman Blair Scott playing left wing. Just your thoughts on his play, and specifically the little bout that he had with Nelson, who's a pretty tough customer.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's that's good. He came and he gave everything to the team. And sometimes that's those things happen. And, yeah, but he was working hard, and I really liked our third line, Mercer, Botno, Mo. Like, they were working hard, and Botno got also the prize, 1+1. But they were working, they were hitting bodies. That's what they need to do, and I'm really happy for them.
Congratulations, Coach. Makes the trip home a lot better.
Yeah, a lot faster for sure. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Mike. Back upstairs to you.
All right, Paul Fixter, and happy head coach UC Ahokas. The trip will be faster, he says. I hope we got a tailwind as we come home from North Bay here this afternoon, where the Rangers pick up a 3-2 win at the Memorial Gardens. Your post-game show is a presentation of USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. We continue on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in North Bay, where the Rangers pick up a 3-2 win, and the man I think mostly responsible for that is with Paul Fixter right now.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with Tristan Malbouf, and I missed the three stars of the game on my way down here, but quite honestly, I think this kid could be first, second, and third star in tonight's performance. Congratulations on your third win in a row, but and you got the team back in the winning ways after a tough game yesterday.
Yep. You know, we needed a big performance from the team today, and guys came through, bought no big goal there in the third. Guys were blocking shots, and that's what it takes to win at the end of the day.
The team really seemed to rally today. What was different from, last night to today?
Yeah, you know, I think North Bay, they've been such a good team in the last two or three years. Eastern Conference Finals, I think, 2 years in a row now, and you kind of just got to get up to play big games like this and good teams, and I think the team really did, and you could see it.
What have you done in your game, I suppose working with goalie coach Jordan DeCourt, to get your confidence at the level that it's at this time?
Yeah, it's a lot of mental work, and just staying in a positive mindset is the biggest thing, I'd say, for me. And when you can find a good headspace and your confidence is up, stopping pucks just feels easy. So that's what it's all about.
Your thoughts on Scotty's little tilt with a pretty tough character over on North Bay side.
Yeah, well, we have like a team jacket every game, like player of the game, and I had it last game, so I gave it to Scotty this game for that. That really got us going, and we ended up closing it out there, so pretty awesome.
Well, I think you can both share. Congratulations on a great game.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Tristan Malbouf with some post-game thoughts and passing the player of the game coat to a deserving Blair Scott, who did not shy away from battalion defenseman Ty Nelson in a spirited bout in the second period. And as his teammates stood on the bench, Blair Scott skated off, applauding. Let's go, guys. Got everybody fired up, and the Rangers would come back from a 2-0 deficit. It was 2-1 at the time of the fight, and the Rangers win the game 3-2 on a third period goal by Justin Botino. We've got three stars and more still to come on your post-game show this afternoon from North Bay. It's brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
The Rangers trailed 2-0 after 20 minutes here in North Bay, but they would battle back to tie in the second and then finish it off on a Justin Botino deflection in the third, picking up a 3-2 road victory here at North Bay Memorial Gardens. As we look at your three stars for the game, there is a theme. If you had a goal and an assist, you got a star. Three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org with a goal and an assist. Trent Swick is named star number three of this game. With a goal and an assist, Anthony Romani of North Bay is named star number two of this game. And with a goal and an assist, Justin Botino is named, including the game winner, I might add. Justin Botino is star number one of this game. I do not mean to diminish the efforts of any of those players, but for my money, especially late in the game when everything was on the line, Tristan Malbouf was terrific. Call him Terrific Tristan here tonight. I would have given him a star, but hey, I'm just up here to tell you who wins and who loses and who scores. And today, it was Matt Sopp, Trent Swick, and Justin Botino scoring for the Rangers, who beat the North Bay Battalion 3-2. Your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. We are back to wrap from the North Bay Memorial Gardens right after this post-game coverage for You Save Flooring on City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter. Break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at North Bay Memorial Gardens, where I guess, Paul Fixter, we've got three pieces of business to take care of. One is a final thought on this game here this afternoon. Two is eat. Three is drive. And I know you want to do the eating and the driving as quickly as possible because your Buffalo Bills are playing a big game against Miami tonight. We know the Bills are in to the NFL playoffs because Jacksonville lost earlier today to Tennessee. So Bills fans are happy. As a Steelers fan, I'm happy because that also put the Steelers into the playoffs. But let's focus on the matter at hand, and that is wrapping things up on what was a gutsy, in my opinion, effort for the Kitchener Rangers. It looked to me as though they were overwhelmed by the moment in the first in trying to rebound from last night, but they found something in that first intermission, and the rest of the way, the Rangers just chipped away and chipped away until they picked up the win and avoided a third straight loss.
I would have liked to have asked Coach Ahokas what was said between the first intermission. But he's not going to tell me, so I didn't ask it. But whatever was said struck a chord, and the players bought into it, and they went out and executed. The biggest thing is, Mike, they just stepped up their game, and they became a physical team. They matched the physicality of North Bay. Blair Scott set the tone with a very good fight against Nelson. And the bottom line is, you know, you go as far as your goaltending, and this Malbeuf has won three in a row for the Rangers. But more importantly, he won this game, which prevented the third loss in a row. And when a team needs to be lifted up, when you've got Rakoff and Machar missing and Pugliese out, Malbeuf put the team on his back and you know, wasn't named a star. I'm just mind-boggled by that. Botnow had a terrific game. Trent Swick had the goal and the assist. It was great. And, you know, Romani, they have to pick a local player, I suppose, or a home team player. But Malbeuf was the best player on the ice from start to finish.
On that note, and not to start picking nits here, but three straight wins for Tristan Malbeuf. Those wins for Malbeuf came after the Rangers came out of Christmas and lost 5-3 to Flint. Jackson Parsons in for all five of those goals. Malbeuf gets back-to-back starts in Owen Sound and then in Oshawa. And we were surprised that he got the Oshawa start, but he was good enough in Owen Sound. They figure, roll him out again. And Kitchener loses to Saginaw. Close game, mind you, but still, they lose 3-2. Then they get shellacked last night, and both of those losses are hung on Jackson Parsons. So that's 15 goals against in his past three games. Not quite Parsons-like numbers.
No, he's going to have to go back and find that confidence that Malbeuf has found. And I asked Tristan that, because he was shaky too. I forget which game it was, Mike, when he was pulled and Parsons went in. And, you know, he had lost a bit of his confidence. Whatever, he's found it again working with goaltending coach Jordan Decord and whoever he works with on a daily basis. He's found his mojo again. He was very square to the puck. He covered rebounds. He was made good decisions with it when he was handling it behind the net. He's dialed back in.
All that's left for the Kitchener Rangers now is to take a few deep breaths and wait and see what happens by Wednesday, which is the trade deadline. And then when next we play hockey, we'll have whatever we have in front of us on the ice at the Memorial Auditorium. Rangers taking on Erie Friday night.
As will all the teams that we're facing. So, you know, I've been looking forward to the next couple of days to see what happens throughout the league. And let's bring on the games as they get past the post-trade deadline.
Big win here for the Kitchener Rangers this afternoon. Big, big win. And the kids deserve every accolade for gutting one out here at North Bay Memorial Gardens. 3-2 the final as Kitchener comes back from 2-0 down to snap a two-game skid. Thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast this afternoon. We always love having you along with us. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk, Jordan Malcolm, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Sunday afternoon from North Bay Memorial Gardens.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.